It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mass.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Felger and Maz on Tuesday, February 25th, here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. We're presented to you by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Maz and Big Jim Murray alongside. Let's talk some football. How do you feel about that?
I'm in.
Okay, Brady Watch, Combine, etc., etc. Report late last night. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, says Patriots and Tom Brady's representatives are scheduled to meet, are expected to meet at the Combine. And while they have talked, these sides have so far this offseason, they haven't gotten down to any nitty-gritty negotiations. Do you have any thoughts about that story?
Well, so I was just talking to Billy Lanny about this a little while ago, and there is one part of it I potentially like. And that is, what if the Patriots have reached out in the past and said, we'd like to talk, and Brady's agent says, oh, I'll talk to you at the Combine. Like, yeah, you're going to have to wait like everybody else. I'll meet with everybody at once. You're just another person at the deli counter now. So take a number. We'll see you at the Combine. And I don't know if that's what happened here or not. I'm taking a little editorial license. I mean, it's obviously good from a Patriots fan standpoint that they're starting, I guess. But I'm not expecting some sort of major resolution to come out of this. I don't think anyone else is. But it can't, I mean, if they're talking, it can't be bad. It's interesting that it took this long to happen, but. You know, they're starting good. They're starting.
What do you think, Murray?
I'm annoyed. Yeah, because I've been pretty optimistic about these two going their separate ways, because that's what I want. And selfishly, I only root for what I want, because I think you'll get a reinvigorated Brady, and Brady at MVP level like a couple of years ago, and I want to see Bill try to win with some bum like Andy Dalton. I don't want to go through a season like last year. I've said it before. I keep saying it till I'm blue in the face. But now it seems like there's wiggle room, and they're going to talk. And just like that, I've turned full like Eeyore Felger. I'm not going to get what I want, and he's going to be back, and I'm going to be bored. Like, it's and all the, like, there was another Ian Rappaport story about Cam Newton. Like, he's going to stay with the Panthers. Like, all these great stories. And the first domino fell with Breeze to the Saints. Cam's going to be back at the Panthers. Brady's going to be here. And Phil Rivers is probably going to retire. Like, we're not going to get anything fun. Because the NFL's never fun anymore. Just look at the trade deadlines recently. Nothing ever happens. All this cool stuff could happen. It never happens. All this great stuff could happen this offseason. Brady maybe goes to be a Charger. Brady maybe goes to the Vegas Raiders and tries to stick it to Bill. Can Bill win with some bum like Marcus Mariota or Andy Dalton? Wow, how interesting. No, it's just all going to be the same.
I mean, that's how I feel. But I feel this. Well, the Cam Newton thing's interesting. So they're going to stay with Cam Newton. They've said that.
Yeah, he started the tweet by saying, well, a lot can change between now and the beginning of the season, but it looks like right now Cam Newton's going to be back with the Panthers, where it felt like that was done. Like, Cam Newton was going to be traded this offseason, and granted, things could still change, but now it just feels like there was just this shift in the last 24 hours with all these quarterbacks. It feels like nothing's going to happen. And boo.
Right, boo. Yes, I'm with you. But independent of this piece of news that they're going to meet at the Combine, I think the story's bunk. I think the story's garbage.
What, that they're meeting there?
Yeah, it's like, so first of all, I feel like Ian Rappaport is an ownership, you know, reporter, that he gets the bulk of his stuff, from ownership. So, you know, and we'll talk about this more here coming up a little bit, but it's like, it's just like more of the PR game. It's like the Kraft's telling them, yeah, we're going to meet at the combine. We're going to meet at the combine. Why have they met before? Like, why do you have to wait for the combine to talk to Don Yee, who you've been negotiating with and you've known for 20 freaking years?
They don't.
Why do you have to wait for the combine to have your first real negotiation when you've employed this player for 20 years and have negotiated, I don't know how many, what, 5-6 contracts? And have negotiated with them of those 20 years in maybe, I don't know, call 12 of them, 14 of them every year. They're either re-signing, renegotiating, restructuring something. I mean, you're negotiating with them almost every single year. Do you have to wait for the combine to talk to them? To meet at the Holiday Inn Express? I mean, it's absurd. So, like, I don't think, Murray, that it moves the needle towards him staying at all. I feel it's like just a PR thing by the Crafts to say, yeah, no. We're meeting. We'll meet. We'll talk. And I think it's a bad sign. I mean, if you want Brady back, that they have to wait for the combine to meet? I mean, are the phones broken? Is there no cell service at Gillette? Like, what?
I mean, they've clearly waited again, but at the same time, they've been talking for, what, 2 years now? Or at least part of it going back. Brady's been asking for 2 years. I wonder if on some level maybe Brady wanted it this way. Like, and you know, but I don't doubt that the report's probably coming from the ownership side. Hey, we're just letting everyone know we're putting in the effort, you know, the requisite effort, and that who knows what the hell it really means. And maybe it is a bad sign. I mean, the fact that it's gone on this long can't be a good sign. And when I say this long, 2 years, I'm not talking about 2 months. I'm talking 2 years.
So that's obvious. I think the 2 months is even instructive in that. The places where the quarterback situation is declared, it's been declared. They didn't need to wait for the combine to talk to Drew Brees in New Orleans. They didn't have to wait for the combine to figure out that Philip Rivers is done with the Chargers. I guess the Panthers and Cam Newton is done. It's like, you know, these things have declared. And certainly Brees did not need to wait to get to the combine to talk to the Saints. But Brady does. So what does that mean? They're still in the middle of this game is what it means.
See, I look at it as a positive for the Patriots because we've heard nothing between these two for the last couple of months that they've actually had any kind of conversations. And I'd like to keep it that way. And now it sounds like their conversations are going to be had. I want them last in line because I want them to go.
So you think they were going to go the whole offseason without even talking?
It started to feel that way, yeah.
No, to me, they were going to talk at the end. I thought
the Patriots need to talk to save face to say, well, we want to keep them. We tried to keep them. The Patriots are going to absolutely, if nothing, for both sides. Because, again, neither side wants to take the fall for Brady leaving. So Brady's going to want to talk to say, yeah, we sat down, we gave him a good faith offer and sat down with good faith negotiations, and it didn't work out. And the Patriots are going to say the same thing. If they don't even talk, then we're going to look at these guys and say, do you even want to still be here? And we'll blame both, you know, like, so they're both going to go through the motions.
I mean, the Patriots should be the ones pushing because Brady, they gave him free agency. Now they have to be... You know, it's incumbent upon them to keep him, convince him to stay. Like, that's sort of how I look at it. And I thought maybe they were using the deadline as some sort of impetus. Let's put the pressure on Brady. He'll crack, that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, you know how I have felt about this for some time now. Deep down, they don't want him. They don't want him. And so the fact that it's taken this long, I think, is evidence that they don't want him. And they'll put in a half-assed effort at the end, and that'll be it.
Okay, meanwhile, I will say this. After listening to a couple of representatives, coaches, GMs from some of the teams circling around Brady, I do believe that Tennessee and the Raiders are the top two threats. I think the Raiders are all in. I think they're going to offer him the most money. I think Gruden's all in. I think the Raiders are all in on Brady. I don't know if he's all in on them. And I think the Titans as well. And that's, you know, hardly groundbreaking. I think a lot of people have those two teams near the top. Certainly Tennessee has gotten hot in terms of, you know, a prospective Brady landing spot. So, at the combine, these teams talk. The coaches and GMs talk. Every team except for you, usually. So let's start with Mike Mayock, the general manager with the Oakland Raiders. He's, of course, so, you know, if Mike Mayock stands in front of a podium full of reporters, they're going to ask immediately about his quarterback situation and Tom Brady and whatnot. So He gave an answer. Here it is.
I think everybody needs to understand at what level Derek Carr played last year, okay? The guy completed 70% of his passes. He had almost a 3-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. I think we're number 11 in the league in total yards. We were 7th in third down conversions. We did a lot of really good things on offense last year. The disconnect was we didn't score a lot of points. You're 11 in yards and 24 in points. There's an issue. It's defense, it's special teams, it's not scoring in the red zone, and it's not scoring in goal-to-goal, okay? So, to me, those are the issues. Derek Carr played at a high level. I'm very happy with Derek Carr. What I've told everybody I've been in touch with since the day I took this job is we're going to evaluate every position every year. And if we can get better, we will. And guys get tired of me saying that, but that's really what I told Mark Davis before I took the job, and that's my mantra.
Okay. He defends Derek Carr in one breath and then says, but I've said to everyone since the day I got here, if we can get better, we will.
Treat him just like any other position.
And that's exactly what he's saying. So, Jimmy, you may release the hounds, by the way. Folks, if you want to weigh in on football at Combine, the Brady Watch, by all means, we'd love to have you at 617-779-0985. So I wonder about the Raiders if they're clearly in on Brady. I mean, they're not – if – Mike Mayock could easily come out and say, Derek Carr's our quarterback and there's nothing to see here. That's not what he said. He said he played well, but I've told everybody that we're going to do everything we can to get better.
He straddled it. Totally straddled it. I mean, completely. Like, he's not closing any doors one way or the other.
Yeah, there's no support, really, for Carr there.
No, I mean, so he covers his ass a little bit there, too, right? He says, oh, he played well, you know, and then doesn't put any of the blame necessarily on him so that if they don't get Brady... What are you guys talking about? I said I love Derek Carr.
I don't know. I hear that. I think he's driving up the asking price is what it is.
I mean, maybe it is that, too. I wouldn't rule that out, which is, you know, part of what I wonder is going on with Newton, Murray, but that's sort of a separate aside. But I think that he's straddling it. He's not committing to the player.
And so I wonder...
If you were happy with your quarterback, you'd say we're keeping him. He's not going anywhere.
We have our quarterback. Next question. And he didn't. So clearly that line about I've told everybody from day one we'll do everything we can to get better is a clear sign that if they can get better at quarterback, they're going to get better at quarterback. Tom Brady's better at quarterback. I wonder what happens if they go after Tom Brady and don't get him. Have they done damage to Derek Carr to the point where he can't come back because this team doesn't believe in me? But that's, you know, that's the Raiders' problem. Then it was Mike Vrabel was asked about Ryan Tannehill at the Combine. Here's Mike on Ryan Tannehill.
You know, Ryan did a lot of great things for us. He came in a tough situation, led our football team, and you know, all those players that have expiring contracts, you know, that's John's job and my job to help put our football team together, and we continue to have those conversations.
How's that for a ringing endorsement?
I mean, seriously, again, they both popped up this morning, those two guys. And I'm talking about the two quarterbacks now, Carr and Tannehill. Neither one got exactly a ringing endorsement from their management. So, you know, I don't know how you look at that and not think that both of those teams are in the running for Brady.
Of course.
Yeah, they have to be. I mean, so what they're both saying is, look, you know, we're okay at QB, but the big fish is out there. So let's see how it comes down. Let's see how the thing plays out, and then we'll, you know, and then we'll let you know.
You know, and I'm calling it up right now. The other guys who were asked about Brady wouldn't, you know, talk about specific players because there's, you know, tampering and all of this, where Mike Vrabel did actually give a comment on Tom Brady. I'm just calling up right here. I don't have the sound of it, but I'll just read you the transcript where he actually said, friend of mine, been a friend of mine for a long time, and, you know, I'm sure he'll do what's best for him and his family. So he even, you know, mentioned the words Tom Brady and gave an answer to it. I don't know what to, you know, read into that, but I think just the answers that those guys gave on their existing quarterbacks is all you need to know. I mean, if you have a guy, you say you have a guy. And I, you know, let's see what teams say about. I mean, do you think Mike Nagy's going to come out and say, you know, I've said from day one we like Mitchell Trubisky, but I've said from day one if we can get better, we're going to get better. I don't think they're going to say that because I think they're all in on that bum. Like I don't think they should be, but they're going to. There was a comment from the Buffalo GM earlier this offseason, who when asked about Brady or something like this, it's something along the lines of, well, I don't think he's interested in a backup role. Which was another way to say we're in on Josh Allen, right? So it's pretty easy to declare your guy. Mike Vrabel and Mike Mayock did not declare their guy there.
No. And Vrabel was really, you know, tentative. at least Mayock threw a little bit of love Carr's way, but again, he straddled it. He left himself the ability to step to either side of the line. He's no fool.
Okay, Brady watch. That's how we're opening. Your thoughts. Is it more or less likely he's gone? Every day it moves in. Murray woke up today, read what was out there, and said, you know what, he's coming back? That really?
Yeah. Yeah, I just got to, I don't know. I'd call it a gut feeling. I was feeling so good about this, too. Everyone's going to go their separate ways. It's going to be quarterback chaos this season, this offseason, and now it's just going to be boring.
I sort of feel the same way. I'm going to be disappointed. You know me. Nothing ever I want to happen happens, ever. And it's just, I think they're all going to chicken out. They're all talking such a big game. Oh, they're all talking, I can win with someone else, says Bill. And Brady says, I don't need to be treated like this. And they're both carping and bitching behind the scenes and bitching at each other and carping at each other for a couple of years now. And now it's time for you to walk away and actually put your money where your mouth is, and they're both going to gag on it.
Yeah,
they're both
going to
chicken out and come back, right? Exactly. I mean, I agree. But that doesn't mean, you know, the option will be there for Tom. That I think, is obvious. Does he want to go through with it? So which way to the needle is it pointing? Less likely, more likely, how you feeling out there? 617-779-0985.
Boston's home for sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's start with the storylines to watch here. And we're not just talking about the prospects that are going to be competing. How about Tom Brady? What will the combine conversations about Tom Brady look like?
That's exactly right. And while, of course, there's so much discussion about the players who have yet to enter the NFL, so much of what happens here in Indianapolis involves the players who are going to be free agents over the course of the next month. None bigger, none more important than Tom Brady. And though he's had some conversations with the Patriots and his longtime representative, Don Yee, has as well, since the Super Bowl, since the playoffs and all of that, they really haven't gotten into any hardcore negotiations. It is possible that that begins here in Indianapolis. At the least, the two sides are expected to meet, as of course every agent and basically every team meets as well, and this should be the starting off point for dialogue, real dialogue, over the course of the next month. Either way, nothing's expected to happen until right up in the cusp of free agency. At that point, all sides should know what Brady's plans are.
So there's the Rappaport report. Why do they have to wait to Indy to meet? It's not like he's been here 20 years. They probably have renegotiated his contract or talked about his contract of those 20 years in 15 of them. I mean, even when he's not re-signing a new extension, they're always restructuring, guaranteeing something and pushing this off or doing that. Every year there's some sort of tinker. So why this year they have to wait for the combine to meet to have actually starting negotiations?
Yeah, they don't.
It's bull crap.
Oh, see, to me, it reeks of there's been movement on the Brady side because it's been ignore, ignore, ignore. The word is he's going to do the Kevin Durant thing. You come see me. I'm going to hold this. I'm going to hold court. I'm going to meet with teams. You're one of those teams. Wait in line, Bill, and the Patriots. And now it feels like, oh, you can talk at the combine.
And also the thing where he says there is, you know, Brady's intention should be known right up against the deadline. Well, why? Like, why?
Yeah, that's I haven't gotten that part from the very beginning. Again, you don't ask for free agency and then sign before you get there. That makes no sense to me. So I think Brady's going to market. Now, there is the possibility this is all sort of contract or money-driven or power-driven, and that he's just using it all to get something out of the Patriots that he wants. I mean, given how they, you know, have dealt with him over the years, you probably can't rule that out. But it feels to me like this thing has been heading in a certain direction for a couple of years.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's not crazy if he's leaving. If he's leaving, he's leaving. And this is all just sort of a PR game in the middle of it.
Sure.
And they don't want to declare. No one wants to be the bad guy. So they're all sort of tiptoeing around it. And so then that all makes sense. But, I mean, so Brady has to take him to the brink to get what he wants? Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. And I'm not telling you the team is wrong to treat it that way. Treat him like another player. Do what's best for the team. I'm with you. But think about that. I mean, did Michael Jordan have to do that with the Bulls? And did Wayne Gretzky have to do, I mean, and maybe in some of these cases, but I mean, you see what I'm saying?
Of it's course, like, yeah.
The greats of the greats of the greats, and one of the greats of all time, has to play this game and take him to the brink of free agency to get what he wants. Like, that's crazy just in and of itself.
It is.
That this isn't settled long ago. Just he and Bill or he and Robert or some combination. Like in a 30-minute conversation, and that's that. So even that they're doing this is kind of crazy.
No question. Should have happened a long time ago. I mean, the fact that it's reached this, I don't see how that can be good. I don't.
Okay, as promised, your thoughts at 617-779-0985. Joe in New York, hi.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What do you got?
So my question for you guys is, what's the best landing spot for Tom Brady in terms of what story you guys would rather talk about for the next 2 to 3 seasons? Because I've heard you salivate over the potential storylines where Tom leaves and we get to find out what Bill and Tom can accomplish without each other.
Yep.
But what I haven't heard you guys talk that much about is what it would be like if he stayed. And I think that would be pretty compelling as well. It would make some interesting fodder because after the 2 losses to the Giants, you know, you famously declared that the dynasty's over, and then you got the win over the Seahawks in the second era of the dynasty. Now people are saying the dynasty's over again. My question is, wouldn't it kind of blow us all away if they gave us a third era of the dynasty?
Nope.
If they pay him, I just don't see how they're going to bring in any other free agents and surround him with talent. I think you're going to get a repeat of last year, and I'm good. I don't want to see that again.
Okay, so you think it won't work, him coming back. Let's just say it does work. Is that going to surprise anyone?
No.
If Tom Brady comes back, and Tom Brady, the combination of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, dominates the AFC East, they get an inflated record, maybe they get the single bye or a high seed or whatever, and then they roll at home in the playoffs. Who's that going to surprise?
Nobody.
Who's that going to prove wrong? Like, everyone in the back of their mind knows they're capable of that.
So look,
So what's like the, you want to do another, just another blah fest? There's no one to blah. There's no one left to blah. There's no one left to do that with. Everyone knows that they're capable if they come back and having that kind of year next year. Everyone.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it and I just say, you know, I think it's going to get worse, not better. But that's me being predictive.
Okay, but that's different than saying they can't do it.
Correct. Yeah, I mean,
can they do it?
Of course.
Of course they can do it. Now, will they? Like, you're asking me to predict that game? Like, just because I might pick the other team to beat the Patriots doesn't mean they can't do it. Like, that's where you've gotten all so stupid. It's like, guys like Jimmy Stewart make you pick a game. You have to pick a game. Okay, it's a 3-point spread. Someone's going to win, someone's going to lose. I'll pick the Chiefs. That doesn't mean I think you can't do it, but that's what it's turned into here. I guess you think they can't. Nope, I just had to pick a side because the producer made me pick a side. Believe me, I'd love to just to facilitate.
I mean, you can't, you know, you'd be nuts to count out Brady and Belichick.
Oh, God, it's so boring.
Nuts.
Oh, no, the story's so boring.
You'd be nuts. But if I'm Brady, I'll tell you the metric I would use to also to make the decision if I'm Brady is, can I go back there and win? Yeah, sure. But I am sick of the guy, and it's not a one-year decision for him. It's a multi-year decision for him. So do I want to go through two, three more years of this? Like, for the Patriots, it might be a one-year decision. You know, we'll get another year out of Tom. But can Brady look at it that way?
I'm just, back to his point, I don't think Bill and Brady winning again proves anything. They've already proven it. It's over. It's been proven, past tense. There's nothing left to prove. Brady goes and wins with another coach, that's proving something. Bill winning with another quarterback, now that's different. That's proving something. But them coming back doesn't prove anything. And I don't blame you if you want it as a fan. I mean, that's fine. But to want it just to say, oh, you didn't think they could do it? Like, aren't you sick of that? Like, it's just, oh my God, that is boring. Kevin in the car. Go ahead, Kevin. Especially because it's false. It's a false narrative. Everyone knows you can do it. Everyone has respect for what you can do. You're just making that up. It's made up by now.
Yeah, everybody's counting them out.
Oh, my God. Like, that's just so lame. But so what? You're going to do another Do Your Job DVD where all you can pull is Max Kellerman and Rob Parker? Because everyone else knows you can do it. There's only a couple jackasses on a couple of panels who have to say something different. You say, oh, you didn't think they could do it. Like, don't you want something different?
No, the sequel, Do Your Job Again.
God. I mean, seriously.
Do it again.
Kevin in the car. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going? I think Brady's side wants to meet at the Combine just so they can get an up-close assessment of the incoming talent, basically to drive his price and say, hey, look, you think you can replace me? Look at these bums coming up. Who's going to fill my shoes? I'll let you guys talk.
I just don't know why they need to meet at St. Elmo's in Indianapolis to have that conversation.
They don't. And I don't think it has anything to do with the talent at the Combine. They know all that stuff already. Let's not be ridiculous about it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood him. I thought he was talking about Brady needs to see what talent's going to be on the Patriots before he declares that he wants to go back.
Yeah, I think he meant it both ways. Like, you know, you wait till you see what's out there. Now you're going to want me back. They already know what's out there. They've known what's out there for months, if not years, for crying out loud. They knew who was coming out in this draft. The only part of it, I told you that, if it came from the Brady side, I'm not saying it did, but if the Brady side said, you know, the Patriots say, hey, done you. You know, why don't you come into Foxborough? We'll sit down. And he said, no, let's just do it at the Combine. I mean, I'm going to meet with everybody else there anyway.
You can't say that.
No. But I mean other clients. I don't mean other teams. Like, I'm going out there. I have other business at the Combine. And in the back of his mind, he's saying, we're not giving you special treatment anymore. We're not flying to you. We'll talk to you at the Combine just like we talk to everybody else about their clients.
That'd be a nice little touch.
So, like,
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, like, screw you. This is how we're going to do it. Like, so now I don't know that that's what's going on here. And it might just be this is standard operating procedure. But a guy like Brady, to your point, should never be standard operating procedure. Tom Brady should not be treated like any other free agent whose team's going to talk to the agent at the Combine.
I mean, again, if you think
it's a different case.
If you think he's coming back, he might be. Like, I guess I think he's coming back. I do. I think he's going to chicken out and come back. It's still, he has to play this game of brinksmanship to get what he wants. Like, that in and of itself is something. That in and of itself is something where I think we all assumed that if Brady wanted back, they want him. It's just something that's taken care of easily in one conversation right after the season's over and they go forward. But that's not what's happening. There's games being played on both sides. And I think that in and of itself is a story. We continue with your thoughts. I do want to interject just a quick Red Sox minute coming up next because there's a couple of stories. I read a story today that bugged the crap out of me. Maz read a story that bugged the crap out of him. So let's scratch that itch right after Murray's update.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Mazz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mazz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So, all right, Felger and Mazz here from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Reading my Boston Herald this morning, a little baby dinosaur tabloid newspaper that I still get delivered to my home. I was disgusted. I spat out my coffee and wasn't drinking any Portnoy over my former paper, my 20-year, worked at the Herald for 19 years, this scrappy, cynical, nasty little tabloid that I grew up in, loved to death. I read something in this paper today. I wanted to vomit.
You think it's a coincidence that that was all true while we were there?
What do you mean?
Scrappy, cynical, sarcastic.
That's what they were. Yes, that's what we were.
I know. I'm just saying it's maybe that's because we were there.
Oh, I see. I see.
Anyway, go ahead.
I get it. All right. Anyway, I read a headline. I honestly had to stop myself. Headline: Erod Evaldi silenced doubters. I said, what? And this is written by Tom Keegan, who is, you know, in this age of millennial, you know, ass-kissing, everyone gets a medal, millennials, is something of an old-school sort of negative cynic. He's an old-school. He's one of us.
Definitely.
He writes, and he's not in charge of the headline. And I can tell because they changed it online. This headline's so disgusting. Erod and Evaldi silence doubters. Subhead: show injury concerns are a thing of the past. I'm like, what?
Based on one spring outing that
Based on what?
20 pitches.
So I have to read. Keegan writes, fresh off a 19-win season, left-hander Eduardo Rodriguez slipped during a bullpen session last Wednesday. He fell to the ground and twisted his knee. Red Sox Nation grew so quiet you could hear a season drop. He said, but throwing two simulated innings with Rafi Devers at the plate Monday morning on field one of the Red Sox spring training complex, Rodriguez crushed whatever fears that fall created. He did so with a blistering, well-located fastball and a sharp breaking ball that left Devers shaking his head and mumbling. Meanwhile, the good vibrations surrounding the Red Sox depth challenge rotation continued. The good vibrations surrounding the Sox depth challenge rotation continued a couple of hours later when Nathan Evaldi took the mound down the road from JetBlue Park to face the Twins at Hammond Stadium. Lighting up the radar gun at 100 miles an hour, Evaldi pitched two shutout innings, allowed two hits, didn't walk anybody, and struck out four batters in a 3-2 loss to the Twins.
Ooh.
So, Erod threw not even a simulated game. He threw a side session with Devers just standing there in the box.
Live BP, right?
And Evaldi threw two innings in the second preseason game. And the Herald has the gall to write in their headline, Erod and Evaldi silence doubters. Show injury concerns a thing of the past. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, the Herald.
Like, that's as bad as it gets.
If the Globe had written it, I get it. They own the team.
So they changed the headline online to say Erod Evaldi pumps sunshine into rotation outlook on Monday, which is a little better. Okay, they give you a little glimmer of hope, but holy crap!
Oh yeah,
silence doubters with a side session.
Oh yeah, no, first day on the mound too, like first game.
They had the they said I just threw it across the room. Show injury concerns a thing of the past. What happened to our paper? Yeah, what happened to our tabloid?
I know. Tell me about it. I would say what happened to the coverage overall.
Well, they're gonna blow you over a side session?
If the team's not above reaching out to Instagram influencers to try to get them to say nice things about the team, you think they wouldn't do the same for reporters? Of course.
What is that? But Tom Keegan, Keegan doesn't write the headlines. Someone in there proved doubters wrong with a four-batter side session and two innings of a spring training game? You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, no. Leave October open. It's all settled. They're in.
Oy vey. I mean, I like Eovaldi. I'm glad he's still here. I want to see what he's got. I'm optimistic on him. But he hasn't proven jack crap, and he won't until about August or September if he's still there. And Erod is always just a twisted knee away from, you know, where's this guy at?
Especially now with Cora not here.
Jeez Louise, guys. Come on.
Yeah, what if they're trying to move him?
What's that?
What if they're trying to trade one or both of those players?
Yeah, I think it has more to do with the media than it does with the team.
Well, that's fine. But why do we at the Herald have to be complicit?
We don't.
Good God.
We don't.
Hugh, please. If anyway, if you fall into that, then we're port. Anyway, what bugged you?
I mean, maybe they just want a baseball season. I saw this on Gasper's column.
Oh, so now the Globe bugged you.
Yeah, the Globe. Gasper's column. Suddenly, Sox bullpen is the start. Betting on this team's bullpen seems like a safer Vegas wager than gambling on the sustainability of the rotation, to which I vehemently disagree. I would say they both suck. That's what I would say, looking at Gasper. And then Gasper goes, like, really? All of a sudden the bullpen's a strength? Like, who wrote this? John Henry? Chris Gasper contributed to this report? Murray, what I want to know is, did someone cut Gasper's nuts off?
You mean John Henry contributed to this report?
No, I meant Henry wrote it. Gasper contributed to the report.
I see.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I've seen your fashion choices, Chris. So, it's an expensive lifestyle.
Did someone cut Gasper's nuts off, or did he do it himself and leave it in the fitting room at Neiman Marcus? That's what I want to know. Which one was it? It was a bumpy road out of the bullpen early in 2019, he writes, leading to a lot of blown saves that left the Sox tied with Oakland for most of the majors. But the Sox turned a perceived weakness into strength, uncovering a quality closer in Brandon Workman.
Come on.
What? When? When did that happen? Like, I don't remember that. Do you? When did they uncover a quality closer?
I mean, he was all right.
Yeah, but when? Brings me to this paragraph. After the All-Star break last season, the Sox ranked top 10 in the majors in opponent OPS, hits allowed per nine innings, and inherited runner scoring percentage by relievers. Key phrase there? After the All-Star break. You know why? Because they were out of it. That's why. That's why those numbers are good, because the games didn't matter. Like, all of a sudden, Gasper, the bullpen's good? That's what we're going to say?
What's stronger, the rotation or the bullpen?
They both suck.
Pick one.
If healthy, the rotation.
I think it's clearly the rotation.
If healthy, the rotation, because they have Sale. And even Eovaldi. Ronald Rodriguez.
I think all three of those guys I feel better about than what's in the bullpen.
They have, at least in the rotation, again, assuming health, they have proven quality big league pitching. Okay? In the bullpen, how the hell do I know? Brandon Workman got uncovered in the second half of the year last year, or discovered? By who? And for what job? Like, he did it for 2 months on a team that was out of contention. Now, all of a sudden, we think they get the second coming of freaking Mariano Rivera, Raleigh Fingers in the bullpen.
The Herald would say he proved his doubters wrong.
Holy crap. Wow. Clearly scraping for optimism down there.
Oh,
that annoyed the crap out of me when I saw it this morning. Annoyed the crap out of me.
Not as much as I was annoyed. Oh, my God. Proves their doubters wrong? You're going to bluss over a side session? That's an all-time low. I'm used to getting blood over everything. Over a freaking four-batter side session with your teammates just standing in the box?
Blah.
Oh, my God. That is egregious. Let's be better than that, Harold, shall we? Come on. If you're not good for that, you're not good for anything. So back to your phones. You can weigh in on that if you like. Tom Brady and where he's headed and all this, the Brady Watch, in other words, at the Combine, is on the board with your calls and something for free, a giveaway for you right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring. Field.
Miss something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
All right, giveaway coming up for you here this segment. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts on Tom Brady, 617-779-0985. Officials from the Tennessee Titans and Las Vegas Raiders spoke today at the Combine in Indianapolis, and neither committed to their starting quarterbacks, their current starting quarterbacks. Where other teams have, the Chicago Bears have come out today and said they are committed to Mitch Trubisky as a starter in 2020. The Carolina Panthers, I don't know, did they say it, or there was a report that the Panthers plan to bring Cam Newton back?
It was Ian Rappaport. It was just a report.
So they haven't come out and said it yet, so maybe we can just leave them to the side on that, but it's pretty, you know, easy to say that you're out of the Brady hunt by saying you're committed to your guy and that's it. And so Tennessee and the Raiders definitely did not do that. Meanwhile, Brady's reps and the team are supposed to meet at the Combine, which I think is a crazy story that they have to wait for the Combine to meet. Like, I don't get it.
So just quickly on Newton, just because the story's come out, and all this stuff's happening with the quarterbacks today. The other three, we have people on the record. The Carolina story, we do not, as it pertains to Cam Newton, right? And don't you think that in Newton's case, it might have something to do with the market for him? In other words, maybe they've looked to trade him and they can't? Or that at his contract or with his injury that they've looked to get value for him and they can't and it took him off the market?
Maybe.
Or they're playing some sort of negotiating game. I just wonder.
Is there a point there?
I just wonder if all that is posturing.
Yeah. Meaning that he is available.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just wonder if he's still out there. And, you know, but they haven't gotten what they wanted for him. So now they're leaking it. Because, again, it's not anybody on the record.
I hope he goes. To Murray's point, the league's more interesting if Cam Newton goes to another team. It's just more interesting.
I just wanted quarterback chaos this offseason.
I mean, we've seen.
Not a lot to ask.
We've seen what it is in Carolina. It's a new coach. They're rebuilding. They're not going to be much next year. So what does Cam Newton do for you down there? Whatever. He goes 6-10 and it's a nothing. And there's no fair judge on Cam Newton as a player because the team's going to blow and it's a new system. And so that's that. But if he goes somewhere where he's surrounded and has a rejuvenated season, that's a good story that's worth following. I want him to go like I want Brady to go. I want to see.
Totally. I just wonder if that one has a little bit of posturing. I think he still might be in play.
So they're leaving it open in Vegas. They're leaving the options open also with Tennessee. And Chargers coach Anthony Lynn, so he's talking to the Combine in the last like 15 minutes.
Very good.
Yeah, he's not downplaying any of this either. He was asked about Tom Brady. He said, I don't know, just rumors, but all options are on the table for us.
Bingo!
And then he was asked if he prefers a mobile quarterback. And he said, quote, I prefer a winning quarterback.
Nice!
You don't have to be mobile. I believe that guy in New England won a lot, and he's not very mobile.
And that's what we're looking for. Can we add some, is it grist to the mill? What are you adding to the mill?
Sure, grist.
Is that the word?
I think so.
It's either gist or grist.
No, it's grist. I've heard
grist,
of
grist. Grist.
Yeah, grist mill. Yeah.
Just add a little grease to the fire there, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know if you add it or not, but the word is grist.
So there you go. So
that's
all
we're saying in my life.
That's all we're looking for is you to say all options are on the table. Bingo. Do you need a mobile quarterback? Nope. That guy in New England, oh, by the way, who I'm not allowed to talk to, he's kind of won quite a bit, don't you think? That's what we're looking for.
No question. I still think there's going to be movement. Maybe not as chaotic as we thought, but there's still going to be movement.
Here's Matt in Vermont. He's up next with Felger and Maz. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, Felger and Maz? You guys have been talking about the quarterback carousel a little bit and the destinations for Brady. I'm curious what you think the Patriots will do if he doesn't come back.
So, Peter King keeps pounding the Andy Dalton drum. And so I think I prefer the best thing for them would be Jared Stidham's ready. Like, that would be the best outcome for them, that Jared Stidham is ready or close enough to the point where they think that by the middle of the year, he'll be up to speed. You know, maybe not ready by game one, but like Matt Cassel in 2008, by the time they got into the season and got going, you know, that by the end, he'll be there. And that would be their best outcome, because then you can go really cheap at that position and reset and do the whole thing. If they don't think he's ready, then you're going to look at a placeholder, which I'm not into. But other than, it just increases the storyline of Bill winning with any quarterback, which I think would be an interesting story, whether he succeeds with that or fails with that. So Andy Dalton is one Peter King keeps bringing up. Makes sense to me. He'd have to restructure his contract. I think he makes $17 million. So I think he'd have to bring that number down. But if he wanted it, that feels like as good a guess as any.
I mean, to me, it'd be something like that. And look, in terms of who they get, it might depend partly on Stidham. In other words, if they think Stidham ultimately can play, then they're looking for a one-year answer. If they don't, then they're probably looking for something a little longer term, right? Until they could draft or find who the next guy is. So age is going to be a variable in there, too, depending on what they think of Stidham. I hope they think Stidham could play. I would like to see it be a young guy.
Pete in Delaware. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. Hey, so I was listening to Robinson's comments from Tennessee. He's way more committed to bringing Derrick Henry back than he was to about Ryan Tannehill, which means more than likely they'll end up franchising Henry because they can't come to a deal. And I don't see them comfortable giving Ryan Tannehill a long-term deal. I really think that that's the team that could get Brady, because they beat New England. They would have beat Kansas City if they had a Brady. That's the one team that can really sell Brady on making a move, and it won't hurt his career.
So that's what Zoe said earlier, too. That's really the Titan. That's what Ted Johnson's pick is. It's Zoe's pick. Give those guys a little more weight, you know, in terms of we're all guessing, but maybe they're guessing a little less given their status as former players. He talked about John Robinson, the GM in Tennessee. Did you grab that cut, Jimmy? Here's him at the combine talking about Ryan Tannehill.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you envision Ryan being the starter?
We'll see how that goes. Yeah, his contract's up. So we'll have those contract negotiations with a lot of our players. And like I said, I want to try to keep as many of those guys on the team as possible. But the 2020 Titans, they're going to look different than the 2019 Titans. That's the way it is. The 2019 Titans look different than the 2018 Titans. There's rookies that come in. There's trades that happen. There's free agency. There's waiver claims. And we told our team that, and they understand that. They're professionals.
Okay. I nowhere in there did I hear him say we want Ryan Tannehill to be our quarterback.
No, again, non-committal. Non-committal, which is how I would categorize Mayock with the Raiders. Same thing, non-committal. And whereas if you had a quarterback, and this is a good point, that if you had a quarterback that you believed in, there's no way you do anything to suggest you don't want him.
All you do is pump him up.
Absolutely.
Which is Chicago, whether they're right or wrong, and I think they're probably stupid, but they're all in on Mitch Trubisky, and so they come out and don't even allow the questions. They're committed to Trubisky as a starter next year. Titans didn't do that. Raiders didn't do that. The Chargers, blessedly, did not do that. Meanwhile, you could say that John Robinson doesn't want to give Tannehill any leverage because he's a free agent, except Derrick Henry is in the exact same spot, free agency. And John Robinson said about Derrick Henry, he had a great year for us, led the league in rushing. He built off the second half of 2018 that he had. He cares about his teammates. He works hard. He's great in the community. So we're going to work through that one, do everything we can to keep him around. So listen to the difference in how he talks about the two guys.
Totally.
Yeah, Derrick Henry says we're going to do everything we can to keep him around, which you could even imply is franchise tag. I mean, if you can't reach an extension with him, you tag him.
I mean, no, look,
he didn't come close to saying that about Tannehill.
Yeah, and for all that we've discussed about the importance or lack thereof of the specific running back, okay? Your franchise a running back, it's $15 million. Your franchise a quarterback, it's in the 30s.
It's like 33 or something.
So the potential for a mistake there with a running back is much smaller.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.